And now the latest local news on WIBD. One man is dead and more than 100 people forced from their homes due to an explosion at the Village Glen apartment complex in Beaver Dam. Blast happened just before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, according to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office and Beaver Dam Police. Authorities say a chemical reaction caused the explosion, and they're working to determine exactly what happened. The man who died was in his 30s. His name has not yet been released. Some people were allowed to return to their apartments last night. More information is expected to be released at a press conference later this morning. Police say attempted robberies at convenience stores Monday morning in Jackson and Hartford may be connected. Jackson police say a man went behind the counter of the convenience store at the corner of Main Street and Glenbrook Drive at about 5:45 yesterday morning and attempted to open the cash register. When the clerk attempted to intervene, the man shoved her, vaulted the counter, and fled. There was no weapon shown or implied. Police say he got into a nearby vehicle. The suspect, described as 6'4" to 6'6" tall with a slim build, he was wearing a black hoodie, full face mask, sunglasses, gloves, and black athletic-style pants. Around 7 o'clock, a similarly dressed man entered the Petro Quick Mart on East Sumner Street in Hartford, pulled a knife, and told the clerk he was there to rob the station. The clerk refused to comply, armed himself with a hammer, and approached the suspect, who ran out of the store. The suspect and clerk got into a brief scuffle outside before the suspect ran to a parked dark-colored two-door sedan and took off. The 53-year-old clerk received a minor scratch on his hand during the struggle, but it's not believed it was caused by the suspect's knife. It's not known if the suspect was injured. A July jury trial has been scheduled for a former probation and parole officer who worked out of the agency's office in West Bend and is accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 2014. In Washington County Court Friday, 38-year-old Quentin Norris of Brown Deer pled not guilty to two felony counts of second-degree sexual assault by a probation agent and one felony count of misconduct. Norris remains free on a $10,000 signature bond. According to the online service LinkedIn, Norris spent a year as a probation and parole agent and since then has been working for a private security and safety company.